Hello, and welcome to Open Door Playhouse, a theater podcast that celebrates live theater on the podcast stage. I'm Mimi Komet. At Open Door Playhouse, we strive to bring our listeners thoughtful and surprising 10-minute shorts and one-act plays that showcase insightful and new perspectives of the world we share with others. Open Door Playhouse is a 501c3 theater organization. Support for Open Door Playhouse comes from listeners like you. Your tax-deductible donations help keep our plays on the podcast stage. Donations can be made at www.opendoorplayhouse.org. During the month of October, we are celebrating women in theater by presenting a month of plays written, acted, and directed by women. Now playing Matriarch, written and directed by Mimi Komet, starring Anna T. Rayner as Judy, Suwan Weaver as Suzanne, and Rhoda Pell as Maureen.
Dr. Frankel, please report to the ICU. Dr. Frankel, please report to the ICU.
Maureen? Maureen, can you put down that rosary for a second? Joey texted back. He can't get a flight out of Boston today. Suzanne, we're over here.
So sorry, Judy. I was in the middle of a deposition when you texted. I didn't hit the road until 2.
An hour and a half from Santa Barbara? That's a record, especially with LA's epic traffic. Thanks for getting here so fast.
So, what's the word on Mom?
She had a stroke.
What?
The good news is that she can talk, and she'll be able to walk with a walker after some physical therapy. But she's never going to get better. She'll be housebound, except for the essential things like doctor's visits. And she could have another stroke.
Well, she's lucky to have you living with her, and with you working from...
She's going to need 24/7 care, Suzanne. We'll need a professional caregiver.
When can we see her?
She needs to rest a while. They'll let us know when we can go in.
Let's pray.
What? No.
Come on, pray with me. Let's ask the Lord to lift Mom up and heal her. Lord, look down upon our mother and give her...
A winning lotto ticket. You know I'm not religious, Maureen. Besides, you heard what Judy said. She's not going to get any better.
Miracles happen.
Whatever.
While we're waiting for a miracle, we should start looking for a caregiver. A friend of mine knows someone in Burbank. She took care of his aunt.
You have no faith.
Yes, I know. I only go to Mass on holidays. Now, can we stop arguing and focus on what's ahead of us?
Well, speaking of holidays, Jim and I are hosting Christmas, so mark your calendars.
It was at your house last year, Maureen.
So we're doing it again. We need to be together as a family.
Oh, God. You think that if someone isn't spending Christmas with a family, they must be sitting at home alone in the dark pointing a gun at their head.
That's what I do after I see the family.
What if everyone wants to spend the holidays with, I don't know, their own families?
We'll be at my in-laws in Denver.
I already thought of that. Christmas is on a Thursday. We'll host ours the following Saturday. That way, everyone can celebrate Christmas Day wherever they are, and we can still be together.
You mean go through all the stress of getting ready for the holidays, and then afterward, when we're completely exhausted, get ourselves to San Diego on our own dime, so we can do it all over again?
Some of you can stay at our house, and I'll get a group rate at that Super 8 motel again.
Yeah, the one with the paper-thin walls. Yeah, no. I was up half the night being serenaded by the couple in the next room.
Serenaded?
Yeah, squeaking bed springs, a headboard slamming against the wall, a lot of moaning and grunting.
I'm glad we didn't stay there.
I'm sorry if it wasn't good enough for you, Miss Big Time Lawyer, who only stays at fancy hotels.
It was a Hilton, not the Ritz. And it's not my fault that you got pregnant and married in that order and didn't pursue a career.
At least we didn't live in sin before we were married. You didn't set a good example for my kids when you moved in with Ed before you were even engaged.
Double standard alert, double standard alert.
Knock it off, you guys. You're forgetting one thing, Maureen.
What?
Mom. You know, the woman who just had a stroke and can't travel? And I'm sure as hell not going to leave her by herself.
Right, on Christmas Day. Then you can come to San Diego that weekend. She'll have a caregiver.
What the actual fuck?
Hi, Joey. Mom's gonna be okay. Sort of. Tomorrow, when does your flight get in?
Let me talk to him.
Shh. Yeah?
Let me talk to him.
Okay, shh. Maureen wants to talk to you.
Hi, Joey. About Christmas. But we need to be Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Sure.
What'd he say?
He and Beth are coming to California for the holidays, but they're just going to Mom's house.
I'll talk to Ed about coming back from Denver early. We're gonna do some skiing, but...
God forbid you miss your skiing.
Seriously?
Stop sulking, Maureen. We can be together at Mom's house this year. We'll make it a potluck. It would mean a lot to her.
If she can even understand what's going on.
Why is it so fucking important that you host Christmas every year?
Because I'm the matriarch now.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm the oldest, next in line.
Okay, well, last I heard, Mom's still alive.
You're only a year older than me, Maureen.
Do you think you should be the head of this family?
What? No! I'm just saying, this is ridiculous.
Wait a minute. I'm having trouble with this whole matriarch thing. This isn't the British royal family.
I don't think Mom ever called herself the matriarch.
She didn't have to. She ruled this family like a tyrant, and she was a raging alcoholic.
So now you want to
rule... I just want to make things right.
There she goes again, Maureen the mechanic.
Stop calling me that.
She has to fix everything. Nothing needs fixing here, Maureen. Nothing ever does. And no matter what you do, it's not going to change whatever happened in the past. That bell has rung.
I've never tried to fix anything.
What about the time 8 years ago when you set up a blind date between Judy and Brian after they separated just because you can't fathom the fact that some marriages just don't work out?
And we got divorced anyway.
Probably because of the date.
You could have gotten an annulment. Now the church won't recognize your next marriage.
What next marriage?
You got someone in mind for Judy? Should we start calling you Maureen the matchmaker now?
Very funny.
You're just like Mom, always meddling.
Stop comparing me to her. You know as well as I do that being raised by her was no piece of cake.
Mom's been sober for 2 years, ever since Dad died. Can't you let that go?
She never apologized for ruining my wedding.
That was over 30 years ago.
She spilled red wine all over my gown. She butted in during the father-daughter dance. She grabbed the flippin' bouquet.
Why do you think I eloped?
Hey, she's trying to be a better person.
Look, Maureen, you're already a matriarch of your own family. Your kids and those two little grandkids.
Do you even give a shit about her?
Of course I do. I dropped everything to drive here as soon as you called, and I've been praying for her all day.
Then why don't you come to Mom's for Christmas? You too, Suzanne. It might be her last.
I didn't think about it that way. Sure, we can be there, then maybe fly to Denver the next day. Ed and his parents will understand.
Maureen?
Fine. But next year...
Oh, jeez!
With everyone spread out all over the country? And our kids starting their own families? I don't think so.
Probably the next time everyone will be together will be at Mom's funeral.
That's morbid.
I'm just telling it like it is.
I'll pray for you.
If it'll make you feel better.
I'll call Jim and tell him we're not hosting.
He'll understand.
Understand. He'll be relieved.
You can organize it at Mom's if you want, Maureen.
The nurse is waving us in. Let's go.
Maureen? Maureen?
I can't.
Yes, you can. Here, take my hand.
Come on, let's get in there. She'll probably have another stroke just waiting for us.
Dr. Russo, please report to the ER. Dr. Russo, please report to the ER.
Our plays are produced by Bernadette Armstrong, recorded at Oak House Studio in Altadena, California, mixed and designed by our talented sound engineer, David Peters. Sound effects are provided by Audio Jungle and music from Karaoke Version. If you're interested in submitting a play for production, you can find that information on our website, www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Please share this podcast with friends, and don't forget to subscribe so you will be notified when our next production is live.